Thanks for having me on the air.
Yeah, and you were a speaker at this event yesterday. What did you tell the crowd?
We were talking about changes that we need to see in the law. The focus of my speech this year was changing the law so that if your CPL expires, it's a civil infraction rather than a felony. Right now, if you get caught with carrying a gun, if your CPL is expired, it's actually considered a five-year felony. Or simply for getting to renew a license, and that's a law that needs to be changed.
How aggressively is that really prosecuted, though?
All the time. All the time. I probably get one of those every month in Wayne County.
And so how does that, I mean, is there any real defense for that kind of a case?
No, there isn't one, usually. And you're at the mercy of the prosecutor, and Wayne County is so anti-gun that it's a real difficult proposition to get it reduced to a misdemeanor. So someone who has a license, you know, that just expires, trying to get it reduced to a misdemeanor can sometimes be impossible, and they'll end up being a convicted felon for getting to renew a license.
Really? And they will refuse? And you're saying in many cases they refuse to bargain it down to a misdemeanor?
I would say it's a 50-50 shot whether you can get it bargained down to a misdemeanor, sometimes less.
Is that ridiculous. Is that the biggest issue you think you feel gun owners are facing in Michigan right now?
I think that's one of the major issues. You know, we think that Michigan has some of the better gun laws, and we don't. In California, you know, California is known for bad gun laws. What the offense that I just described to you is a misdemeanor. Here it's a five-year felony. So we've come a long way since 2000, and, you know, shall issue became the law, but there's still a long way to go.
And then last time we talked, it was about this issue of guns in our schools. Has that case, has that legal issue been furthered in any way?
We are waiting on the Michigan Supreme Court to decide if they are going to hear our appeal. I'm quite hopeful that they are going to hear our appeal. And that we're going to get some resolution then from them on this end to get rid of this absurdity of schools being able to ban open carry.
So at this point, right now, open carry is schools are able to actually ban that from happening in buildings, right?
That's correct. The Court of Appeals has ruled that way. It was a very poor decision, in my opinion, but until the Supreme Court chimes in, that's law of the land.
Jim Makowski with us, attorney for Michigan Gun Owners, and you're actually on your way to, was it an NRA convention? Is that it?
Yes, sir. The NRA convention is in Atlanta this year, and tomorrow is the National Firearms Law Seminar, and I'll be attending that and learning what's happening in the rest of the country with regard to firearms law and maybe getting some ideas on what we can do better in Michigan.
Yeah. How are gun owners feeling? How are you feeling with President Trump in office now?
Cautiously optimistic. Certainly better than if Hillary Clinton would have been elected.
What's the caution about? What are you cautious for?
I want to see action. Gun owners want to see political action. There's an act that has been introduced called the Hearing Protection Act to remove the regulations on sound suppressors, and President Trump indicated that he would advocate for that and try to get that passed, and we really want to see that happen.
Why do we want more sound suppressors out there?
It's simply a health and safety issue. A silencer or a suppressor on the end of a pistol or a rifle, it's not like the movies. You still know exactly what's going on when that gun discharges. It's just to protect your hearing. Hearing loss from shooting sports is a major medical problem, and the ability to suppress a firearm is going to help protect the hearing of gun owners.
Yeah, but gun control activists say, look, these suppressors make it much easier to get away with killing people and without that being detected. What do you say to that?
I would challenge them to actually go and listen to a firearm that has a suppressor attached to it. Have them actually go and listen to how it sounds. It only brings that level of sound down to hearing safe levels. It's not you know, whisper quiet by any stretch of the imagination. It's not like in the movies. You know, you're able to fire that rifle without putting your earmuffs on. That's about it.
Talking to Jim Mikowski with Michigan Gun Owners, do you feel with President Trump now in office that any further gun control efforts are not going to happen?
I certainly hope so. Right now, we've got a gun-friendly president, we've got a gun-friendly Congress, and hopefully a gun-friendly Senate. So I'm thinking that we're looking to advance gun rights, not roll them back.
I guess we haven't had a mass shooting recently. Do you feel like at this point, how do you feel the country's adapted and learned to deal with these mass shootings we were seeing so frequently?
I think that you're going to get some people who blame the firearms for mass shootings, but I think more and more people are realizing that firearms are defensive tools. And really, a mass shooting is not a gun control issue. A mass shooting is a mental health issue. You know, if we're looking to stop mass shootings, it's not gun control. That's not the answer. The answer is to devote more resources to mental health and screening people.
I guess it's one of these arguments that go on and on. Did you ever, have you ever seen anyone actually change their mind on the gun issue, whether you're for gun control or gun rights?
I have. It's rare. I've make it a mission to try to educate people and explain to them, you know, the guns are not evil. They're not the issue. And I have changed people's minds. That being said, you know, the bad lines are pretty well drawn. Everyone has opinions.
Well, because even people that have personal experiences, you know, where they're exposed to gun violence, it's hard to tell how they end up feeling about guns after that, you know?
Some of them become rapidly anti-gun, and some realize that the problem is not the gun, the problem is the people, and we have to address the people.
One last thing, Jim, what's the likelihood? I mean, what are you hearing from state lawmakers in addressing this CPL issue and reducing that the expiration from a felony to a misdemeanor?
The bill has been introduced. I'm hopeful that we're going to get bipartisan support on this, because really, I see this being charged across the political spectrum,
Do we know how many people in Michigan a year are charged with this, with the expiration of a CPL license?
I do not know. I would say it's hundreds, though.
Wow.
And especially minorities. I can't tell you how many African Americans I've defended in Detroit on this issue. It's absurd.
Where their license expires. And how long does a license run for once you get one?
5 years.
5 years, okay. And is it a matter of cost? Is that why they're not renewing it, or what is it?
Sometimes a matter of cost, $115 to renew that license, and it's not cheap. Yeah. And I think that sometimes it's an economic issue. Sometimes it's simply an easy thing to forget.
Yeah.
Last year, they wouldn't ever even send you out a renewal notice. Now, at least they send you renewal notices.
You wouldn't get this charge by having the gun in the car with you, right? How do they end up getting caught and charged in these situations?
Oh, the typical situation is they get pulled over for a speeding violation or a moving violation, or they get into a car accident or something. They have a random police encounter, and the CPL statute requires that you disclose that you have a concealed pistol license if you're carrying, and that you're carrying a, you know, if you're carrying, you have to disclose. Mm-hmm. And they disclose the officer that they've got a CPL and they're carrying, and then the officer runs it, and
they find that it's expired. But you're allowed to have a gun in your car, right, without a CPL license. Is that correct?
No, sir. Well, if that weapon is in the operator's area of a car, or if it's in the trunk, if it's loaded, you have to have a concealed pistol license or you're committing a felony.
That explains it. Yeah, you get pulled over, and that's how it works. Jim Mikowski, attorney for Michigan Gun Owners, which hosted the Second Amendment March in Lansing, held at the Capitol yesterday. Jim, thank you for joining us on WYLS.
Have a good day.